This is the day that the United States Department of Transportation and the Ad Council are launching a major new campaign to combat drug-impaired driving. The same folks that brought us Friends Don't Let Friends Drive Drunk and Buzzed Driving is Drunk Driving have a new campaign. If you feel different, you drive different. Joining us right now is the Deputy Administrator of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Heidi King. Heidi, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Tell us the reason behind this major new campaign.
You know, across the country, Paul, we've been seeing an increase in the use of marijuana and marijuana products, and we're seeing an increase not only in states where it's increasingly available medically or recreationally, but even in states where it's not. And in Michigan, we've seen a 44% increase in crashes and 56% increase in fatalities over 5 years where somebody has been using drugs. So we need to get the word out that it's unsafe, it's illegal, and that if people feel different, they drive different. If you feel different, you drive different. You should have someone else drive, get a designated driver, take a rideshare, and get where you're going safely.
Why do you think this number is increasing?
It seems to us across the country there's an increased social acceptability around using marijuana, edibles, and other products. And so because of that, we want to start that national dialogue. We know people will use. We're not messaging on that. What we want folks to know, that similar to having a beer or two at a barbecue or a cocktail after work, we want folks to know they should plan ahead, that they should discern that it's not a good time to drive and make other plans. Ride share is increasingly available and other transportation alternatives. We want to stop the historic increase in fatalities we have seen in recent years on our nation's highway. We want people to get where they're going alive and safe.
Do you think that marijuana users just don't understand that there are the same risks involved with marijuana use and driving as alcohol and driving?
Yes, that is true. In market research, we see again and again and again that users feel that they drive better when they're high, or at least that they drive just fine when they're high. They're not self-diagnosing that they're impaired. Yet, if you take a marijuana user and have them in a laboratory setting, we see that their decisions are slowed, their decisions are impaired, and that their depth perception is impaired. Those are all critically important skills for operating a vehicle safely. So, as one person has said to me, an impaired brain is not good at choosing or deciding whether it's impaired. We want folks to know if they're using, they should recognize they're going to be impaired and make other plans.
If you feel different, you drive different. This is the new campaign. We're going to be hearing that phrase a lot, aren't we?
That's right. We'll be seeing more video spots coming out, PSAs, and we'll also see more activity on social media, where the Ad Council, together with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, are starting the national dialogue to encourage drivers to recognize that marijuana impairs and they should make other plans to get safely where they're going. Similar to alcohol, it's not okay to drive high.
All right. We will carry that message forth. Heidi, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Have a great day and drive safely.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.